This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour World Report recorded on Friday, June 16th, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. June 16th is International Domestic Workers Day, a day established to remind people that there are 67 million domestic workers in the world, 80% of whom are women. They need fair pay, time off work, safe working conditions, and more. Helping them fight for their rights is the International Domestic Workers Federation. The IDWF represents more than 500,000 domestic workers who are members of 62 organizations in 50 countries. One of the goals of the Federation is to have countries ratify Convention 189 of the UN's International Labour Organization. If adopted by a country, the convention gives domestic workers the same rights as other workers in the country. Myrtle Witbooi is the president of the International Domestic Workers Federation.
2011, after 3 years of talking, campaigning at the ILO, we won Convention 189. What does Convention 189 mean for domestic workers? It means that domestic work is decent work. I don't know what was our work before, but now our work is decent work. And we have now recognition as the world as workers. But are we going to get that recognition so easy? Are the governments just going to give it to us? No. Because while there's still this exploitation of the migrant workers, while the migrant workers are still deprived of their passports, their identity, Convention 189 is not going to be easy to implement. And this is the reality that we're facing. How do we make sure that Convention 189 is going to work for all domestic workers, irrespective? All domestic workers in the world, we need to campaign with the governments. We need to make sure that the governments are listening to our voice. This shouldn't be a paper convention 189. We don't want a beautiful paper. We want things that's going to work for us. So how are we going to take this convention 189 further? We decide we need to do something. And in 2013, we formed the first International Domestic Workers Federation. A federation that is controlled by women. And this federation is proving to be a great success. This federation is growing. We got 57 countries, we got nearly 500,000 domestic workers. But it don't stop there. This federation wants to ensure that we have a home for all domestic workers. This federation wants to ensure that we become the voice for the voiceless. This federation wants to speak out. We want to enter those countries where they have never been entered before. We want to go speak up for those domestic workers. That's been every day we see the killing in the Arab countries. We see our domestic workers are being treated. This federation must become that voice. This woman that's running this federation, they must ensure that the domestic voice is never silent.
There are 168 million child laborers in the world. 85 million of those children are engaged in dangerous work. That's why labor unions around the world participated in activities on June 12th, Child Labor Day. To better understand the various forms of child labor, I talked to Patrick Quinn. Mr. Quinn works in the ILO's International Program on the Elimination of Child Labor. I asked him to explain the ILO's role in addressing child labor.
Yeah, well, perhaps a simple explanation is that we have two conventions, international standards on child labor. One is called Convention 138, and this is essentially concerning the minimum age of employment. And this says that countries should seek to establish a minimum age, a normal age of entry to the world of work. And in most countries, this is 15. In some countries, it's a bit higher. And in the case of many developing countries, it's 14. And this also provides some flexibility so that children below this age can begin to do some light work, work which does not interfere with children's health or welfare or right to education, and is an age-appropriate form of work. But there are some forms of work which are clearly unacceptable, not just for younger children, but for older children as well. And the Convention 182 on the worst forms of child labour specifies a number of illicit activities, dangerous activities for children to be in, including this area of hazardous work. And we leave it for countries at national level, it's for governments, in consultation with workers and employers' organisations, to establish the forms of work or the tasks or occupations which children below the age of 18 should not be doing. So some of the worst forms of and the most dangerous forms, children working in mines, dangerous tasks in construction, children exposed to pesticides.
At the annual conference of the ILO in Geneva, June 5th to 16th, unionists called for measures to improve health and safety, a just transition to more sustainable economies, and other issues of interest to working people. One of the labor leaders who spoke to the conference of 5,000 government, employer, and union representatives was Philip Jennings. Mr. Jennings is the General Secretary of UNI, the Global Union for Skills and Services.
Chair, delegates, UNI Global Union works to shape a future of work that wins for people and planet. Climate and digital change will transform the world of work. A just transition is a must for people to face these twin challenges. UNI works for a digital and climate fair deal at work. We find the withdrawal of the USA from the Paris Agreement a setback for us all. Neither our unions in Pittsburgh or in those nations subject to severe climate change are pleased. Trump is wrong. Climate action means jobs.
Now here with his report about union events around the world is Labor Start correspondent Derek Blackadder.
Here's a small sample of the average of over 300 new stories added to our site each day last week. Our top stories section included links to news of the Australian Union efforts to support workers in Cambodia, the huge public sector strikes in Argentina, and the fourth anniversary of the Bangladesh Accord and the efforts being made all along the global garment supply chain to improve safety and basic labor rights. We had news of strikes and lockouts in dozens of countries. Here are just a few highlights. Haitian garment workers completed the fourth week of their struggle for a living wage. Tea plantation workers in India boycotted work to press their union's demand for an increase to the minimum wage for their industry, while teachers in the same country struck to press their demand for job security. Miners walked out over illegal mines that compete with legal and regulated facilities in South Africa. The Kenyan nurses' walkout continued as their union demanded the enforcement of existing agreements. Korean teachers mounted a hunger strike to highlight their demand that the new Korean president reverse a law making their union illegal. A wage strike started this week at the Volkswagen plant in Slovakia. This week also saw Spanish dockers off the job for 2 days as they continued to resist changes to maritime labor laws. And mortuary workers in South Africa downed tools in a wage dispute. Our top working women's stories included coverage of the demand by 24,000 public healthcare workers, known as lady health workers, to have their seniority recognized by the government of Pakistan. The working conditions in Chinese and Indonesian garment factories, and of Kenyan domestic workers in the Middle East. The Health and Safety Newswire we run in cooperation with Hazards Magazine carried stories to hundreds of union websites around the world about the reasons for the increased rates of illness among British teachers and the workplace violence faced by electrical utility workers in Ghana. Currently, Labor Start is running 6 online actions. Take just a few seconds out of your day and join thousands of trade unionists around the world, helping workers make their lives better or even help save those lives. This is Derek Blackadder from Labor Start, reporting for Radio Labor.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Radio Labor's newscasts are available on its website, iTunes, mobile phones, union websites, and community radio stations. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labor. I'm Marc Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.